111-97, the final score. Jazz over the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers now 35-23 on the season. Utah's in at 43-15. Best record in the Western Conference. Lakers slotted right at number five. We'll see if they can hold on there. You know, there are a few storylines we could take away from this game. I mentioned Lakers at one point were down 25. Never had a lead in this game. Give Utah credit. You could tell Utah certainly had something in one of those games where they thought, okay, we're going to play this Lakers team two games in a row. We didn't have Gobert. We didn't have Mike Conley. They were going to come out and play a little bit different, take advantage of the shorthanded Lakers. And I could sit here. I could talk about how you need more from Andre Drummond. You need more from your bench. THT had 24 points. Other than THT, you need more from your bench. But the reality is, I think what I'm getting most excited for on this Lakers team, or with this Lakers team and this roster right now, is hopefully these role players can go back to being role players, and hopefully that day is coming soon. Anthony Davis could be back as soon as Thursday. Maybe it's Saturday, and Lakers take on the Mavs, and we know where Dallas is in the NBA standings. We know how key those two games are. Dallas, luckily for the Lakers, a four-game cushion now, three in the loss column against the Dallas Mavericks. You don't want to fall into that seventh spot. If it happens, it happens. But I think the Lakers went through the toughest part of the schedule. So when I say I want those role players to go back to being role players, they've stepped up. They've done everything they can for the Lakers. No LeBron James, no Anthony Davis. LBJ's been out since March 20th. Anthony Davis been out since February 14th. So you're asking guys every single night to step up their game, not for a game or two, for a big part of the season. And I say that because guys like Andre Drummond, guys like Dennis Schroeder, Montrezl Harrell, KCP, all of them will be more effective when LeBron and AD come back, when it becomes normal for them to be the role players that they were set up to be on this Lakers team. And nobody's made any excuses, which has been a great thing. And, you know, coach certainly hasn't made excuses throughout the process of without the Lakers stars. But I think to be sitting at 35-23 right now, okay, you split these two against the Utah Jazz. Lakers have pretty much the entire month 1-1, lost one, 1-1, lost one, and that's how it's gone. And if you're walking away from April with an above 500 record under the circumstances with the schedule that the Lakers had, it's a good month. And that's the position that the Lakers are sitting in right now. Before we go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, a couple things. Real quick, 111-97, the final score. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. Quick shout out and a thank you to Coors Seltzer. You can now stream the show on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook Live. That's what we're doing right now, so we appreciate their partnership. Coors Seltzer makes volunteering easy because each 12-pack helps restore 500 gallons of river water. Drink a Coors Hard Seltzer and help save a river. Celebrate responsibly. On obviously 710 ESPN, but also on our streaming services as well. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, let's get his thoughts. Lakers lose 111-97 to the Utah Jazz. Here's coach's thoughts on the Lakers loss.
Hey, Frank, you said before the game how different you expected this one to be from Saturday's, just with Gobert and Favors back and returning to their style of play. How did you feel like you responded tonight?
Pretty poorly. We had a poor performance, particular on the offensive end, but defensively not great or not good enough either. And, it's just one of those games we played really well the other night, in a difficult situation, not knowing who's going to be in the lineup and whatnot. And, didn't play as well tonight.
Frank, with the way Utah plays offensively, how much do you adjust your typical defensive principles, if at all, to kind of account for their shooting plus the hard rolls to the rim? And how did you see that play out tonight, even though you just explained it, but just wondering how the principles are supposed to be?
Yeah, I mean, we still stay within our scheme. Certain players we want to do certain things on. And, these guys are as good as anyone in the league with the redrive offense. They're patient. They look for great shots at the rim or great shots at the perimeter if they don't have it. They work the possession until they get it. And, that's why their record is what it is. And, obviously we weren't good enough tonight.
Dave?
Frank, Andre had one of maybe his strongest performance as a Laker the other night with no Gobert in there. How do you feel like Gobert affected his personal performance tonight?
Well, you know, Gobert's a difference maker. He's one of the best defensive players in the league. You know, but I still thought Drum had some really good looks inside. I thought he used his power effectively against him. Just misses some shots that he didn't normally makes. You know, but you know, Rudy Gobert is a difference maker for these guys.
Dan?
Frank, we're watching Montrez right now on the court get extra work. He hasn't really been in a great rhythm to our eyes, at least, or to my eyes in the last 7 or 8 games. Is there anything you're seeing with him, and is there anything you guys can do to try to get his bench production back up?
Yeah, we're evolving, you know, as a team, and we're working new guys in, and you know, roles are changing slightly. You know, we want to continue to make sure, you know, Trez is getting the ball in positions to score. Where he's at his best. He's had some good performances tonight. You know, our ball handlers didn't deliver the ball to him, you know, in a position where he can make something happen. You know, credit Utah's defense for the way they were playing. And, you know, they really took our pick and roll game out of the game tonight, you know, and, you know, that's what limited Trez.
And just a quick follow-up. How is Schroeder? It seemed like there was a play where he went down. I mean, it feels like every game it's something new with him. Where he's grabbing his at his back. He was able to stay in the game, obviously, but I was just curious if you heard anything on him.
Yeah, the training staff did not report anything. He played through it, and he's good to go.
Well,
Frank, I know Mark is dealing with the hamstring, but were that not the case, is this a matchup where you would see using him some?
Yeah, I do think Mark could have an impact in a matchup like this, yes.
Kyle?
Hey, Frank. I know we were talking a little bit about it in relation to AD, but, you know, it's 2 days off in this season are so rare. How do you plan on using those days? Is it rest? Is it practice? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, our guys are pretty worn down, and, you know, we typically take a 2-day stretch throughout any point of the season and be off on the first day and practice the second day, and that's what we're doing here.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. A couple things that he hit on. We could get back, get at this after the break. But one of the things he talked about, just the poor performance on offense. Felt like the team, obviously, the way they played on Saturday, much different than they played in tonight's game. And we know the reasons for that. Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, such key pieces to this Utah Jazz team. You know, once they were going to get those players back, you're going to have to play damn near perfect basketball if you're going to beat the Jazz. I know we got a couple calls on hold. Let's do this. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. Coach talked about Andre Drummond and talked about his performance. The difference between Andre Drummond when Rudy Gobert comes back. Of course, that had an impact on tonight's game. But I want to spend a little time on Andre Drummond because, you know, I saw some stuff today where you kind of try to throw the ball down to him a couple times. You want him to kind of set up the offense in a couple occasions where you could throw it down to him and kind of flow things through him. That's obviously not going to be his strength. And that's why when Andre Drummond is playing with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, the game is going to be so incredibly easy for him because the Lakers are not going to ask him to do that. And frankly, those are not his strengths. So we'll talk about that coming up next. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Clarkson moving right, picks up his dribble, got it to O'Neal, threw it away. O'Neal stolen by KCP, down the middle to Kuzma. Right side, Caruso for three, good. Back-to-back threes by the Lakers, and it's a 5-point game. 20-15, Utah.
Jazz over the Lakers, 111-97, the final score. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. I mentioned, and I want to get into Andre Drummond here in just a second. We'll get a chance to hear from Andre Drummond on the Lakers' loss. But, you know, it's something I noticed in the game, and this isn't, I really don't think this is, you know, earth-shattering or news-breaking or something along those lines, but when you throw the ball into Andre Drummond, and I just look at his skill set, and Michael and I talked a little bit about this in the pregame show, that where Andre Drummond is going to excel, it's not when the stars are not there and you have to throw it down to him. I'm not saying he's, you know, his offensive skill set is, there's strengths that he has. I definitely don't think one of those strengths are going to be him going up against Gobert one-on-one. Now, he's a bully ball type of guy. He's a power type of player. But when LeBron and Anthony Davis aren't in the lineup, it's obviously going to be completely different when he gets the ball thrown down down low into him. What will be exciting and why I thought in that buyout market Andre Drummond was going to be so key, you can't double him. That attention's got to go to Anthony Davis because his skill set down low is arguably the best big man in the NBA when it comes to the full package. LeBron can go screen and roll with him and throw some of those lobs that actually had a couple Lakers trying to throw lobs to him earlier today. I think THT threw one up to him. KCP threw one up to him. So when you look at Andre Drummond's stat line in a game like this tonight against the Jazz, it's obviously easy to say, well, Drummond's got to deliver more. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 3 of 12 from the field. The beauty with Drummond is once those two players come back, he'll be the third, fourth, fifth option sometimes, and he'll get you 12 and 12 a night simply because there's attention on other players. Here's Andre Drummond on the Lakers' loss to the Jazz.
Hey, Andre, I expected a bit of a difference in terms of just Gobert and Favors back and clogging up the paint. How did you guys see that play out, and how did you think you responded?
I think we started off really slow this game. Probably just a little bit of heavy legs from the last game being the OT. Those guys coming in fresh, so they had a lot of energy. I think for us personally, I think we can't allow ourselves to start like that because it's hard to fight back from games like that.
Yeah, what did you think as you tried to make comeback attempts throughout, Andre? What were the differences in what you guys were trying to get done offensively? This one, as we just talked about the defense.
Shots just weren't falling for us. The shots we normally make, they were just rimming in and out. Myself especially, shots that I normally make were just, going in and out of the hoop and, just careless mistakes and turnovers too down the stretch of the game that allowed them to, start clicking all cylinders on both ends of the court.
Kyle? Hey, Andre. What's up? Just wondering, when you're going through a game like this and there are obviously LeBron and AD are kind of waiting to potentially be in that matchup later this year, are you already kind of thinking about what that would look like, what might be different if you see these guys again in the postseason?
Honestly, I think for me personally, I'm just worried about the guys that are playing right now. Obviously, yes, I'm looking forward to playing with those two guys and to come back healthy. But the only thing I can control right now is the guys that step on the floor as of right now, and they're doing a hell of a job of holding the floor down until they come back. Despite the game tonight, I think we're doing a hell of a job of playing well together.
Dave?
Andre, you're coming off probably your strongest performance as a Laker the other night against a Jazz team that didn't have Gobert. How did his presence affect your performance tonight?
It didn't. I missed shots. That's really what it boils down to. I mean, obviously, he's a great player, and he's a great defensive player as well, too, and he's able to alter people's shots, including mine. His presence in the paint is always felt, but, that doesn't stop me from trying to take it to him each and every time.
Bill?
Andre, how different do you think or what kind of matchup do you think you and AD as kind of a tandem would present against Gobert in a playoff series?
You know what? I have no idea. I have no idea, but I'm looking forward to being on the same court as him. I've played with AD for many years, with USA Basketball. So the experience is there. I'm looking forward to being back on the court with him again. I think he should be back very soon. So very excited to, start that bond together on the court.
Dan?
Andre, what's it been like joining this team and having to play a certain style, but it also kind of in the back of your mind knowing that, everything's going to be really different too at a certain point. Like you said, once AD's back, once LeBron's after that, what's that been like? And are you going to have to get used to something all over again once those guys come back?
I think I heard him though. To answer your question, definitely my role here is a lot different than previous teams I've been on. me being on Cleveland and Detroit, you know, they look for me to, you know, be the main guy to score points and do all the other intangible things. And while I'm here, you know, I'm here to just make this team, you know, good on both ends of the court. You know, whatever they need me to do, I'm trying to get the job done. I'm adjusting very well. You know, it's taking some time, but I'm figuring it out day in and day out. Defensively, you know, we're starting to get it together. Offensively, I'm starting to find the shots that I normally take. Now it's just getting my legs under me. You know, I've been out for the past month and a half, so it's trying to get that game legs together. So a few more games, I'll be fine. You know, AD and LeBron coming back soon, and just that chemistry will start to build up more.
This is going to continue to be the conversation with the Lakers, and it's I don't think we can go a post-game interview, whether it's reporters asking coach or it's just brought up naturally, whatever the case is. LeBron and AD, okay, well, when they come back, and I thought Drummond said something interesting there. You know, Drummond hadn't played since February 12th before the buyout market commits to the Lakers, then played, I think it was 12 minutes in that first game, 14 minutes in that first game against the Bucks, and then he was out. So we forget that Drummond's kind of starting to try to get back into some kind of a rhythm as well. And I think for where we are as far as this point of the season, so LeBron, Anthony Davis, let's say that by May 1st or maybe a week into May 1st, everybody's back, everybody's healthy. You got 9 games in May before the playoffs start. You're trying to avoid that play-in tournament, even though I've heard some people say it might not be a bad thing just to get an extra game in together. But let's say the Lakers obviously avoid it. They got a good lead right now on the Dallas Mavericks, Lakers in fifth place. This is going to be, I think, a critical 30 days for the Lakers. And I say that before the playoffs even start, just so they can all feel good. Okay, timing is right. This player, his conditioning is ready for the postseason, and that's really where the Lakers are at this point. 111-97, the final score. Kuzma had a nice game tonight. Kuzma ended up with 17 points, shot 8-13 from the field. What I'm referring to there, offensively, he had a nice night, very efficient night. Let's hear from Kuz when we come back. We appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
111-97, the final score. Jazz over the Lakers, 43-15 on the season. Lakers 35-23. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint. Jazz win the game. They win the points in the paint battle, 52-36. Let me grab a quick call here. Scooter in L.A. Scooter, what's going on? Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Good, man. Appreciate you being a part of the show. What'd you think tonight?
Well, we got a split, man. That's the best we can expect. You know, we didn't think we were going out there and beat them twice. But the thing is, we got to get Dallas. The next two games are going to be kind of critical for the Lakers because if they can win both of those games, they can put some space between them and Dallas, mm-hmm. and work on trying to catch Denver. Because Denver, you know, with Murray being out, they might be able to catch them and get the fourth seed and get the home court advantage come the playoffs.
Scooter, appreciate you calling in. I'm with you on the split, right? That's the key there. I mean, honestly, you walk away against a Utah Jazz, they win one, you win one, you feel good about that. That's not... the world's not going to end. I think you actually feel good about that predicament, that situation. But I thought Scooter said something interesting. You know, going into the series against Dallas, expectations are going to change once, obviously, Anthony Davis comes back. But what I will say is, looking at that Western Conference right now, the Denver Nuggets not really losing much ground. They have a 2.5-game lead on the Lakers, so, of course, what are their chances going to be now without Jamal Murray? They were, in my opinion, they had a chance to come out of the West. They had a chance to face the Lakers, let's say, as an example, and have a strong series against the Lakers. Well, that's not going to happen anymore with Jamal Murray out. So this series coming up against the Dallas Mavericks, yes, it's a It's a key series. This might be another one. You split these next two games against the Dallas Mavericks, you already have a four-game cushion on them. LeBron and Anthony Davis are on their way back over, you know, hopefully AD within the next couple of days. LeBron hopefully within the next week or two. So I don't worry too much about the standings, but if you, you know, had an ideal situation, yeah, it'd be nice. You get in that fourth slot, you get home court in the first round, but now you have some work to, you know, obviously make up here with the way Denver's been playing. Kuzma, I mentioned 8 of 13 from the field, 17 points. Kuz's thoughts on the Lakers' loss to the Jazz.
Kyle, the game kind of got away from you guys. Looked like that third quarter, they started hitting a bunch of their threes, kind of started doing the stuff that Utah has been doing the whole season. What did you see about their offense, and what was kind of the undoing for you guys in that second half?
I think we kind of gave in a little bit. You know, I think on the offensive end, shots really didn't fall a little bit, and a couple bad possessions just led to a lack of effort on the defensive end a little bit. Guys getting open threes, Rudy getting a couple dunks, guys getting downhill a little bit easier. We try to go to a zone. And then we had a little success with the zone, but it just wasn't enough. They still hit threes, had great execution while we went zone, and didn't really go too well for us.
Kyle, if this is indeed your last game without Anthony Davis, what can he bring to you guys if indeed he does play Thursday or even Saturday?
Has a better play. It's been about 2-3 months, so hopefully he's ready to go. Obviously, we miss him a lot out there, and having him out there is going to be really good for us, because I think it allows certain guys, you know, fall in line a little bit more, you know, as a whole. You know, we can all get back to a little bit of a role, and you know, play around him a little bit. Obviously, he's going to get his feet back wet, but it's going to allow us to, you know, look a little better, I think. So,
thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
All right, let's go to Dan.
Hey, Kuz. Sorry about that. I had to tweet out another just terrific quote. Thank you. You guys haven't played Utah with your full complement of players yet. Obviously, they're missing Donovan these last two games. Do you have any sense or feel for what it might be like if you see these guys down the road?
I mean, you know, they're a great ball club. You know, they're a team that they do an excellent job of just playing together, playing with a sense of togetherness on both sides of the floor. You know, they try to take away the three and funnel everything to Rudy down low, which is, you know, a pretty good defensive scheme. And then on top of that, offensively, they do a great job of ball movement and, you know, just driving kick basketball. It makes it tough to guard. You know, obviously we haven't had our whole team, and you know, things look a little bit different out there when AD slides to that five. So, you know, we've had success last year going back with those guys when we were healthy. But, you know, it's a different year. So we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm sure we'll meet up with them, you know, in the future.
Kyle Goon.
Hey, Kuz, you've alluded to it enough about what the matchups would look like, or what the team would look like with AD. You know, how much of the closing minutes of a game like this are you thinking maybe on the bench, like, man, when we get AD and LeBron back, it's going to look like this? Are there games now where you're allowing yourself to think about what that kind of looks like when you're healthy?
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of look at the game. You know, after that championship run, I kind of always look at the game from a playoff mentality standpoint, how matchups work, how lineups work. And it's going to be a little bit different. You know, we don't really know what a closing lineup is for us this year at all. You know, obviously, you know, it's going to be, you know, usually AD and Bron, and then just, you know, whoever's really hot, whoever's shooting, whoever's defending, you know, three guards, whatever. So, you know, it's hard to really look at that now, but, you know, we kind of know the formula of, you know, what we want to get to with a healthy closing lineup, but you know, that remains to be seen so far this year with, you know, not a lot of playing time and really cohesiveness and, you know, a consistent closing lineup, even when those guys were healthy. You know, we shuffled in and out testing things, so.
Cruz, that's pretty interesting. So is that something that concerns you at all, or is something that you guys have spoken about in the locker room, the closing lineup aspect? And is there some recognition that there's only going to be a short amount of regular season games to continue to test it before, you know, the games really, really matter?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what we do. You know, I think from the standpoint of not having Brian and AD out there for extended time, obviously we've had a, you know, a little bit of a closing lineup we've had during this stretch, but, you know, that all really goes out the window when those two guys are back and healthy. So, you know, it's going to be some tough decisions. It's going to be, people that's, you know, that's playing well right now, playing a lot of minutes, that, you know, those minutes get shifted, you know, just from the dynamic of, you know, having those two great players out there. So, you know, the best thing I can say is, you know, it's all about at the end of the day, getting to the playoffs and sacrifice, you know, that's just how you win championships. And that's how you make things work, you know, especially playing with these great players. So, yeah, you know, it'll be interesting.
And last question, please, let's go to Bill.
Hey Kyle, kind of along those lines, but, you know, 14 games left now. We don't know when you will have, you know, LeBron and AD at full strength again. Is there any concern on your part or within the locker room that just isn't going to be enough time to get everything clicking the way you would want it to be going into the postseason and to defend a championship?
No, not really. You know, I think last year we had 8 games to figure it out and won a championship. So, you know, speaking of the bubble, but, you know, if, you know, I don't really think that there's too many concerns. I think if there was one is, you know, guys learning how to play with AD more, you know, understanding his game and where he likes his spots and where to be on the court when he has the ball. You know, that's something that is going to be huge for us, because this year we haven't really had to, you know, really deal with that too much with him, you know, missing so many games. But, you know, I think that's just the biggest thing, guys learning how to play with Anthony Davis out there, because, you know, Bron's easy. It's easy to play with him. You know, he makes the game easier for everyone, you know, floor general. And, you know, don't really have to speak too much on that. You know, we all know how it is to play with him, but, you know, learning how to play with AD, you know, so different. And we all have to figure it out and buy in and sacrifice and, you know, get the job done eventually when time comes. So.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there. Lakers lose to the Utah Jazz 111-97. When we come back, let's start previewing the Lakers and the Dallas Mavericks. Plus, we'll get a chance to hear from KCP. KCP in tonight's game ended up with 15 points. Him and Dennis Schroeder both with 15 each. KCP coming up next. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Next up for the Lakers, the Dallas Mavericks. So that game's on Thursday. Doesn't happen too often where Lakers get a couple nights off. They'll have tomorrow and Wednesday off, and then they'll come back against the Dallas Mavericks. This will be a 4-game road trip for the Lakers, and then they'll come back to Staples Center and try to take care of business in the final game of the month of April. So a couple things here on this game with the Dallas Mavericks, and Dallas is – I don't really know how to assess the Mavericks here. Just when they start winning games and you think, okay, you know what, they're going to start taking control. Maybe they're going to fight for that battle for that sixth spot. Maybe they'll even have a chance at the fifth spot. Still sitting at seventh, 30-26. They've lost their last two games, lost to the Knicks at home. Okay, you could say, all right, the Knicks are a pretty good team. Knicks have been playing good basketball. They're obviously a playoff team. But then they lose yesterday to the Sacramento Kings. Kings had lost nine games in a row, and nobody's obviously talking about the Sacramento Kings. They're not playing good basketball. Sacramento is 23-34. So I really don't know how to assess the Dallas Mavericks. I see Dallas against big games or against good teams in big games coming through, making it a challenge. We saw Luka Doncic a couple games ago hit that buzzer beater against the Memphis Grizzlies. And I just don't know how to assess them. We know Luka's the man, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists a game. But it's all those other players, and maybe we gave the Dallas Mavericks too much credit. Maybe their stock was too high coming into the season, but they have not, in my opinion, lived up to expectations. I thought they'd be a top 5 seed in the West, maybe top 6. I know you could say, well, they're only in 7th, but they're also just a game back of Memphis for falling to the 8th spot. So there's no guarantee that they're going to stay in the 7th spot. KCP on the Lakers, lost to the Utah Jazz, 111-97. Here's Kontavious Caldwell-Pope.
Hey, Kenny, you guys knew this was going to be a different game from Saturday with the players that Utah had coming back. What was the difficult part in adjusting, especially early, that you guys felt like you didn't do as you might typically?
We didn't get stops when we needed them. I feel like they had a lot of clean, open threes, you know. They had a scrambling that whole first half, and that kind of like took us out of rhythm defensively, you know, being in help situation a lot and not containing our man. I feel like that was throughout the whole game.
What's the focus for you with a team like Utah where you have help principles, but they have a lot of shooters on the perimeter that you have to kind of get out to, and how do you navigate that challenge?
We just gotta we had to be a little more physical. Two man's on that's on the ball, the one that's guarding the ball, and then our big that comes up if Rudy comes up instead of Pink. We gotta try to handle that, you know, with 2-on-2, you know, instead of being out of in help rotation, when you know they got 3-point shooters around them like that.
And then what do you think the biggest key is to the rhythm that you found these last several weeks, KCP?
Just being aggressive. You know, I talked to Coach. You know, we talk every day. You know, that's the one where he is consistent, you know, with our conversation. Just be aggressive. Also, you know, just shooting when I have the time to shoot, when we do practice. You know, and just being ready, hunting shots out there. You know, not passing up too many, just trying to stay in a good good rhythm.
Bill. Hey, KCP. There's 14 games left in the regular season, and you guys are hopefully getting AD back this week, but then LeBron at some point beyond that, need to reintegrate them. They need to get comfortable with Drummond. It just seems like a lot to do in a relatively short period of time. What's your guys' confidence level that, you know, you're going to be able to be where you need to be by the time the first round of the playoffs get here?
No, our confidence is high. You know, we get Bron and AD back. You know, they two guys. You know, our best players on the team. You know, they great leaders. You know, Bron have been in situations. You know, where he had to overcome. You know, he knows what it takes. You know, how to prepare. You know, his team. You know, to be ready for that. And I don't think it'll be, you know, as hard, you know, when them guys come back to try to get that chemistry going. I feel like we just, you know, like we always do, just roll with the punches, you know, just throw them in the lineup, you know, and we figure it out as we go, you know. And like I said, Brun and AD, you know, with them on the floor and they coming back, you know, it's not going to take that long to, you know, build that chemistry.
KCP, Kuz spoke to us and mentioned the fact that, hey, when you guys are fully healthy with this group, he doesn't know what the closing lineup looks like. Do you have an idea of what it should look like? And is that a challenge for everybody involved, coaching staff, players, to figure out before the playoffs begin in the middle of next month?
It's going to be a challenge. I just feel like, you know, I don't know what's the closing lineup going to be when everybody's healthy. But I feel like no matter who's in the lineup at the end of the game, you know, I feel like we're gonna close it out anyways with the group coming back healthy. So I feel like, you know, just we just gotta be not worried about that. I feel like who's in the game at that time. You know, we right now we're trying to win games. You know, we're trying to stay out of that play-in playoff thing, wherever it is. And we just trying to get another championship.
Kyle.
Hey, KCP. Another thing that Kuz brought up is that it's going to be a bit of a challenge. I guess he meant for the newer guys to just get a rhythm with AD because AD has been in and out so much. You know, do you see this opportunity before LeBron gets back to help build that up? And what is unique about AD's game that makes him a guy you have to adjust to?
I felt like when AD's come back, I mean, either one that comes back, I feel like, you know, the adjustment is going to be, you know, kind of slow at first. But I feel like we'll adjust quickly. You know, AD is a great passer out of the post. You know, he looks for that, you know, set screens, you know, to get either get himself open or get the mismatch, you know, and that creates a problem for the defense, you know, and then that's how, you know, that's when the team is in rotation. And then AD's finding shooters. You know, Bron is always, you know, looking for the pass and when he posts up. So it's going to – I feel like it's going to be a little slow at first, but I feel like everybody just catch on quickly.
We'll take a couple more. Dan?
KCP, I have kind of a non-game-related question for you. Earlier today, Nike announced that the Kobe Bryant's contract had expired with them, and there's no real guarantee that you're going to see a Nike shoe with his name on it again, I guess. You have worn Kobe's a lot in your career. What's your reaction to that? And I guess, what are you going to do with the pairs you have now, knowing that there might not be any more?
First of all, I'm going to try to get a couple more pairs, you know, before they stop selling them or whatever, you know, Nike stop, you know, doing whatever. But I mean, the reaction that I had was, I was shocked. I didn't think that would happen. You know, I think they would continue to make shoes, you know, but I mean, I don't know anything behind that, as far as I saw it, and I was just a little shocked.
Last question, Amanda Scurlock.
Hey, KCP. Talk to me about the development of Treylon Horton Tucker. He's been getting, like, he's scoring in the double digits throughout the month of April.
He's growing every day. I mean, the kid, he can score the ball. You know, he's showing, like, a little bit, like, that he can defend. You know, still got to get him get his motor up on the defensive end, you know, to stay with the game plan. But he's been learning, you know, and applying it to games every day. You know, when we have practice, you know, just talking to the veteran guys, you know, he's like a sponge, and he's really applying it to his game. And we love it. You know, last year we threw him in the fire, and he showed what he could do. And he's just continued to grow since then.
All right, that's KCP right there. Lakers lose to the Jazz, 111-97. So a couple quick plugs here. Tomorrow I will have Lakers Talk 7 to 9 p.m. You guys can obviously tune in also starting at 5 a.m. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis. So we'll start all our local coverage starting at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Lakers Talk 7 to 9 p.m. Quick thank you to Rebecca Womble, Laura Roma Lopez, and Jesse Lopez here in our studios. For those who are listening on 710 ESPN or listening on our all our streaming services, we greatly appreciate it. Our next broadcast, 5 p.m. Thursday in Dallas, will be the pregame show. 6:30 will be tip-off. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.